我想不用我说，大家都知道，人生啊是充满变数的。
I'm sure I don't have to say, as everyone probably knows, but life is full of changes.
很多时候，特别在变动的情况底下，一点点的事情不在我们掌控之中的时候，就会把我们人生弄得人仰马翻。
Many times, especially during stressful or changing times, if even one little thing, one trivial thing is out of our control, our entire life goes crazy.
这个一点点的失控可能就会改变我们的一生。
This trivial thing could even change our entire lives.
在1947年的时候，我爸爸才18岁。
In 1947, my father was only 18 years old.
因着一位教授的鼓励底下，他离开了他上海的家，一个人到台湾去求学。
Through the encouragement of one of his professors, he left his home in Shanghai and went to Taiwan alone to study.
他不但要面对一个新的环境，一个新的地方，一个新的学校。
Not only does he have to face a new culture, a new place, and a new school.
他甚至连那边的语言都不通。
He doesn't even understand the dialect spoken there.
不要说他一句台语都听不懂。
Not to mention he doesn't even know Mandarin. I mean, Taiwanese.
他连一句国语都不会讲。
He didn't even know Mandarin.
你说怎么去呢？你去到一个地方，你完全不知道那边的语言。
How could he possibly go if he wouldn't know how to speak?
他除了自己南通的家乡话会讲之外，上海话也不过才学了几年。
Outside of his own native dialect, he could barely even speak Shanghainese, which he had only been learning for a couple years.
然后他就坐上了船。开始往台湾的方向去走。
So he got on, still he got on a boat and went on his way to Taiwan.
就在这个四天的航程当中，他知道了一件事情。
In this 4-day trip to Taiwan, he learned one thing.
那个船上的播报员跟他说，台湾才前几个月发生一件很大的事情，叫做228。
The announcer on the boat said that a couple months ago there was a great political unrest in Taiwan.
我爸爸18岁一听，哎呀，不行了，他说我想回去了。
My father at the age of 18 thought, oh no, I can't do this, I better go back.
但是无奈已经上了船了，是单程的船票，他只好就硬着头皮去了台湾。
Yet he was already on the boat, he already had the ticket, so he couldn't return.
好不容易花了两年的时间开始熟悉开始会讲当地的话。
After he got to Taiwan, it took him about 2 years to finally adapt to the environment of Taiwan.
才刚刚开始听得懂教授在上课的时候在说什么。
That he finally started to understand what the professor was saying.
万万想不到政局的改变，两岸就从此分开。
He didn't possibly think that later there'd be a political revolution that would split China and Taiwan.
结果他的求学路就成了不归路。
His path of college suddenly became a path of no return.
他再也回不了家了。
He couldn't return home anymore.
于是他在台湾结婚生子，后来有机会到美国。
He got married in Taiwan and had children, and then he finally came to the United States.
一直等到40年以后，他终于有机会再踏上上海的土地，见到他的家人。
Until after finally 40 years, he had the chance to return home back to Shanghai, where he could see his family again.
终于见到妈妈。
Where he saw his mother.
可是爸爸已经不在。
But his father had already passed away.
这个1947年在我爸爸身上的变动，在他毫无警讯的情况下，改变了他一生。
1947 changed my father's life without any warning.
Oh, 我们都经历很多的变动啊。
We all go through many different changes.
Oh, 实际上每次经历变动的时候，我们都有点害怕。
And whenever we face any changes, we might get a bit scared or nervous.
因为不知道会发生什么事。
Because we don't know what will happen.
在1970年，在美国有两名非常出名的心理学家，他们做了一项研究。
In 1970, there were two well-known psychiatrists who did some studies.
他们找出在生活上一共有43项 生活会发生的事情呢，会使我们生活的压力指数升高。
They listed 43 items in our life that will increase our life-changing unit, as they call it. And the higher the life-changing unit, the higher your stress levels.
那每一项的指数，它的分数是不同的。
Each item on the list had a different score for the life-changing, the LCU.
如果一个人在短期内他所经历的综合指数高到某一个程度的话，
If a person experiences a very high score of these in a very short amount of time,
他的心理跟生理病引发的机会就越高。
Their mental and physical health may decline and they may get sick.
而在这个43项这43类里面，一共有30项是跟生活的变动、环境的改变是有关系的。
In this 43 item list, over 30 of them had to deal with changes in a person's life.
只要跟人事物有变动，我们的压力就会升高。
Even if there's a slight change in a person's life, our stress will go up.
大家相不相信这其中去度假、去 have vacation 都是一个会使你压力指数升高的一个项目？
Do you believe that even going on vacation will increase your stress?
难怪大部分的人实在不喜欢有太多的变动，增加压力。
No wonder most people do not like change, as this will increase their stress.
因为熟悉的环境一旦改变，通常增加我们很多的无力感，增加我们的压力。Okay. 但事实告诉我们，不论人愿意还是不愿意啊，人都不停的在经历不同的变动。
But reality tells us that whether we want to or not, our lives will always change.
我可以说在我们教会当中，每一个家庭在去年里面都经历过大变动。
Looking at just our church, I'm sure that every family here has gone through at least one change, large change.
有人搬家。
Some people have moved.
有人家里多一个人。
Some people have gained a member.
有人家里少一个人。
Some people have lost someone.
有人家里有学生毕业。
Some people have had people graduate.
有人进了新的学校。
Some families had people enter new schools.
有人换了工作。
There are people who have changed jobs.
有人退休。
There are people who have retired.
有人开刀。
There are people who have had surgery.
所以不可否认，我们在做，我相信每一家人都经历过一个大变动，而且其中还有一项，就是每一个人都进了一个新的教会。
And without even looking at these changes that are specific to each family, everyone in this church has arrived at a new church.
但是我们必须要问自己一件事情。
But then we have to ask ourselves one thing.
如果我们是属神的人，
If we are God's people,
然后神又是全能者，
and if God is all powerful,
然后他也是我们生命的牧者，
and if he is loving,
他既然也有能力，他也能爱我们，
and if he has power and he loves us,
那如果我们生活还过得去的话，为什么他容许让我们经历变动？
And why does this God force us to go through these changes?
不是说平安就是福吗？
Isn't it supposed to be stability is happiness?
那经历这些变动让我们压力增加，这有意义吗？
Do these stressful changes have a purpose in our lives?
如果变动是必经之路，那神又要我们如何去面对我们所要经历的变动呢？
If changes are necessary in our lives, how does God want us to face these challenges?
好，今天我们希望从一段经文里面来了解这个变动。
Today we're going to look at a passage that will teach us how to face a change in our life.
我们会从圣经里面约书亚记第五章我们来看。
We'll read from Joshua chapter 5.
看看神是如何引导以色列民经历变动。
How God has led the Israelites to, through the different changes.
那我们就可以在其中，也许我们可以学到功课。
And from this, perhaps you can learn some lessons.
那在我读经之前，我想与大家预习一下，复习一下它的背景到底是怎么回事。
Before reading this passage, I'll review the background of the scripture.
在约书亚记第五章发生之前，原来呢，以色列民呢，在40年前呢，他们是埃及的，被沦为次等公民。
Before the story in Joshua chapter 5, 40 years ago, the Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt.
他们被视为埃及人的奴隶。
They were forced to work for the Egyptians.
于是他们便呼求他们所认识的神，说：“神啊，救我们，救我们脱离这个奴隶的一个情况。”
They cried out to the God they knew and said, "Lord, come save us, come rescue us."
神也真的听了他们的应许，就差遣摩西把他们带领离开埃及出来。
God truly heard them and sent Moses to lead the men of Egypt.
那原来神的心意是要把他们带出埃及，然后经过西乃半岛，之后就把他们带到一个神已经为他们预备好的一块地方。
God's original plan was for them to leave Egypt, go through the peninsula of Mount Sinai, and then reach the land that God had prepared for the Israelites.
那一块地呢，就是我们所知道的迦南地。
That land, as we know, is the land of Canaan.
迦南地是一块非常好的地。
The land of Canaan is a very fertile land.
好，想请啊，请啊，那么好，这原来是神希望这样子就直接经过这西乃半岛，然后就直接进迦南地了。
This is the path that God originally wanted the Israelites to take.
那结果他们经过西乃半岛的时候，这是当时的旷野。
This is the terrain of the peninsula of Mount Sinai.
然后接下来，接下来我会等一下，我们就有图片给大家看。迦南地到底有多好？那我们待会可以看到。
And later we'll see a picture of how great the land of Canaan looks.
那迦南地到底是为什么好呢？
Why is the land of Canaan so good?
因为迦南的地，它的土质非常肥沃的。
The land of Canaan had very, very rich soil.
而且迦南地那个地方，他们有定时有雨季，可以滋润土地。
And the land of Canaan had different seasons, a good rainy season to allow growth.
也因为那边有山谷，导致那边有气候的变化。
And also because there are mountains, it allowed for a better climate.
所以他们每一个季都有不同的农产物可以出来。
So many different types of produce could grow.
而且这个地方也是神原先应许给他们的一块地。应许他们祖先要给他们的一块地。
And this is the land that God had promised to the Israelites very long ago as their inheritance.
但是以色列民到西乃半岛的时候，听说原来那块地还有别人住，而且那边的居民又高又大，他们就害怕了。
However, while the Israelites were in the peninsula of Mount Sinai, they heard that there were other people already in the land of Canaan who were both strong and big.And then they became afraid.
他说什么也不要去。
No matter what was said, they didn't want to go.
他们不相信神可以让他们拥有那块地。
They didn't believe that God would lead them triumphantly into that land.
然后他们还跟神吵说：“我要回埃及啊！我不要了，我要回埃及去了。”
They even complained to God, saying, "I'll go back to Egypt. I don't want to go to Canaan."
显出他们的悖逆和不信，结果神就让他们停在。这个西乃半岛的沙漠一停就是40年。
Because of their unbelief, God let them stay in the Sinai Peninsula for 40 years.
但是那块地什么东西都长不出来啊。
However, in the Sinai Peninsula, nothing could possibly grow.
那他们怎么活呢？
So how would they live?
结果神还是怜悯他们。
So God still provided for them.
就算这个地什么东西都长不出来，神每日从天上降下玛拿给他们吃。
Even though this ground could produce no food for the Israelites, God still sent down from the heavens, manna.
这个玛拿是一种白白圆圆，然后这个大小刚好手可以拿的，然后有一点甜甜的食物。
Manna was a white, round, just perfect size for the hand, slightly sweet food.
这个就好像外面卖的 ,ready to eat, 哎呀，真是方便，然后这一拿就可以。但是这以色列人又从来没见过这个东西，于是他们用希伯来文叫这个东西叫玛拿，意思是 这是什么东西啊？
It was like a bread that you can buy at convenience stores that are just ready to eat. However, the Israelites had never ever seen this food before, so therefore they called it by the Hebrew word manna, which means, what is this?
Manna, 它虽然是一个神迹，但是它天天都发生，而且发生了40年。所以对以色列民来说，他们已经习以为常了。
Every day the manna appeared for all 40 years, so the Israelites began to take it for granted.
就在这个时候，神要他们的领袖约书亚带领以色列民再从西乃半岛再进入迦南地，要占领那块地方。
And it was at this time that God wanted Joshua to lead the Israelites back into the land of Canaan.
所以以下我们要读的经文就是以色列民刚刚已经过了约旦河。如果说在前面的一个 slide， 刚刚已经过了上面的约旦河，已经进了迦南地之后所发生的事。
This passage would be happening after they had already crossed the river Jordan.
好，那我们会开始念约书亚记第五章。
Let's start reading Joshua chapter 5.
所以我将会先用中文念一节，然后请翻译念英文。第五章第一节，约旦河西亚摩利人的诸王和靠海迦南人的诸王听见耶和华在以色列人面前使约旦河的水干了，等到我们过去，他们的心因以色列的人的缘故就消化了，不再有胆气。
As soon as the kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan to the west, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan for the people of Israel until they had crossed over, their hearts melted and there was no longer any spirit in them because of the people of Israel.
第二节，那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说，你制造火石刀，第二次给以色列人行割礼。
At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, make flint knives and circumcise the sons of Israel a second time.
第八节，国民都受完了割礼，就住在营中自己的地方，等到痊愈了。
When the circumcising of the whole nation was finished, they remained in their places in the camp until they were healed.
耶和华对约书亚说，我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了，因此那地方名叫吉甲，直到今日。
And the Lord said to Joshua, today I've rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, and so the name of that place is called Gilgal to this day.
以色列人在吉甲安营，正月十四日晚上在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。
While the people of Israel were camped at Gilgal, they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month in the evening on the plains of Jericho.
逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和烘的谷。
And the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain.
他们吃了那地的出产，第二日玛纳就止住了，以色列人再也不再有玛纳了。那一年他们却吃迦南地的出产。
And the manna stopped the day after they ate the produce in the land. And there was no longer manna for the people of Israel, but they of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Okay. 好，我们在这边看见，他们那个时候原来在西乃旷野待了四十年，这个时候神要他们渡过约旦河，进到迦南美地。
Were in the wilderness of Sinai for 40 years, and then they crossed the river Jordan into the land of Canaan.
我给大家看的这个照片不是图画，这是真的照片。
These pictures are not drawings, these are legitimate pictures.
所以神实在预备一个好的地方，真的要他们过去。
So God had prepared an especially good place for them to cross over to.
但是我们要想到，当时的以色列人口至少有250万人，是整个 Dutchess County 的人口的九倍。
The Israelites numbered 2.5 million people at that time, which is the size of Dutchess County times 9.
比纽约的 Queens 人口还要多。
Larger than New York City Queens.
他们要做一个从已经漂流并且居住的一个地方，已经过了40年的地方，全体要渡河到一个陌生的一个地方，实在是一个巨大的变动。
To move 2.5 million people from a place that they've lived in and are familiar with, that they lived there for 40 years, to cross the river into an unknown land is truly a difficult feat.
我们在座，我想我们平均大概一家有四口人左右。So, 我们如果说家里只有四个人，你要搬个家，你都头痛死了。
So on average, a family here probably has about four people in the family. And just moving four people is already a large enough strain.
更何况今天有两三百万人一起搬家。
Now imagine moving 2.5 million people all at the same time.
也许他们那个时候会跟神说，哎呀，都已经40年了，就不要搬了吧。
Maybe the Israelites were thinking at that time, God, it's already been 40 years, why move now?
但是神说，哎，一定要走。
But God said, you need to go.
你就算再习惯这个地方，这个地方还是旷野，你不能留在这里。
No matter how familiar you are with this place, it's still the wilderness, you can't stay here.
你要开始认识我赐给你应许地的丰富的时间已经很晚很晚了。
You have to realize the time for you to enter my abundance is getting later and later.
你不能再拖了。
You need to stop delaying.
你若继续留在这块地方，你就以为神只是一个在干旱之地能够随时填饱你肚子的一个神而已。
If you stay here any longer, you'll start to believe that your God is a God who will only satisfy your hunger with manna.
对自己、对神国、对神的认识，还有对神的计划，都是一个非常大的亏损。
You'll fall short of your responsibility to yourself, to God, to God's kingdom, and to understanding.
神要告诉他们说，旷野不过是一个阶段。
God wants to tell them that their life in the wilderness was only a transition.
神要他们进入一个新的环境里面。经过变动来更深的认识神。
God wanted them to enter a new land so that they could understand God's wishes and know God better.
经过这个变动，他们才能了解神的丰富。
Only going through this change could they truly understand God.
是的，神用环境，常常用环境来教导我们。
Many times God uses circumstances to teach us.
如果要认识神，最好的学校不是 MIT, 也不是 Harvard, 也不是 Dallas Seminary.
If we truly want to know God, the best school isn't MIT, Harvard, or Dallas Seminary.
而是神赐在你我当中的环境。
But it's the circumstances given to each of us by God.
神要我们在这个属灵的学校里面要按时升级。
God wants us to go advance through the levels of life.
我们要学会在这个属灵的学校学完之后，然后再毕业，再进到下一个学校。
We have to learn that in this school of circumstances that we have to graduate and move on to the next level.
不是留级，也不是转学。
We can't stay back level or just transfer schools.
他要以色列民经历一个新的情况底下，也经过那个新的转变底下开始再一次认识自己。
He wanted the Israelites to go across the river and start to understand themselves better.
认识自己曾经是多么的胆怯、小性、无知。
He wanted the Israelites to understand that they had little faith and ignorant.
经由这样子，他们才能更体会清楚神的美意，去发掘神给他们预备的丰富。
And only then would they be able to understand God and the abundance that God has given them.
因此在我们环境当中所有的变动都是一种升学。
And all in our lives, all the changes are moving on to the next level.
我们的环境就是学校。
our circumstances is the schooling itself.
变是成长的要素之一。
Change is a graduation.
一棵树之所以能长得又高大又坚硬，乃是因过有季节的变化。
A tree can only grow big and strong because it changes with the seasons.
因为有冬天，有夏天，所以这个树有缩紧，有放松，以至于这棵树又高又壮。
And because there's winter and the summer, the tree either expands or contracts, and this allows the tree to grow taller.
当然，当人经历过改变的时候，我们可以说选择说，我不要去面对新环境了。
We have the choice when a change and challenge comes that I don't want to face this.
有如以色列民，他刚开始神要他们变动的时候，在40年前他们第一次选择逃避。
This is just like when the Israelites first were told to go to the land of Canaan, they just avoided it.
结果他们一留级就留级了38年。
Then they got stuck in the wilderness for 38 years.
但是神始终对他的子民有一个意愿，要他的子民升级，你要逃，也逃不了。
However, God decided for his people to advance to the next level, which they could no longer avoid.
当我们有这个认知，知道变动就是升学，环境就是学校的话，一切都好办。
When we understand that changes are like graduation and circumstances themselves are schooling, then everything becomes simple.
我们只要能够正确的去面对和学习我们所面对的变动的时候，
as long as you have the right attitudes to face these challenges and learn,
我们就不会不及格。
Then we won't have to stay back and repeat the same circumstances.
我们也不会留级。
And
we won't stay behind.
And we won't stay behind.
神很有意思啊！我们留级的话，神呢就会不停的用同样的变动再一次临到我们，让我们不停的去经历，不停的经历，以至于我们到能够升级为止。
And if we stay behind over and over again, we'll face the same circumstances until we finally decide to change.
那以色列民他当时要升学。他所要达到的目标就是要进应许地。
So the Israelites learned that they had to advance and enter the promised land.
那今天对你我，我们有应许地吗？
How about for us? Do we have a promised land?
以弗所书第一章十一节告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 states,
原来我们也有应许地的。
That we do have a promised land.
我们的应许地就是耶稣基督他里面一切的丰盛。
Our promised land is Jesus Christ himself.
那我们也要进入应许地里面去享受里面的一切丰盛。
And we also need to enter into our promised land to get the blessings.
那问题是我们怎么进这个应许地呢？看不到也摸不到。
Now the question is, how do we enter this promised land? It's not exactly tangible.
实际上神用同样的方法让我们也可以进入这种看不到摸不到的应许地。
So God uses the same method to allow us to enter this untouchable, unseeable promised land.
就是让我们生活经历变动，以至于我们的心可以进入那应许地，就是耶稣基督里面。
So he will change our lives so that our hearts can enter the promised land, which is Jesus Christ himself.
然后我们在那个应许地里面就可以发现神里面一切的丰盛。
And when we are in the promised land, we can truly understand God's providence.
当以色列民一过约旦河的时候，经文告诉我们发生了一件非常不合理也不可思议的三件事。
After the Israelites crossed the River Jordan, the Bible tells us that three impractical things happened.
好，再 one more. 好，第一个
，the first，
神要他们为所有的男丁行割礼。
God wanted all the males to become circumcised.
大家要知道, 他们才刚刚进入一个陌生的地方, 然后要面对很多的敌人。
We have to understand that they had just arrived in a new land and they had to defeat many people.
然后他们的敌人是离他们那么的近。
And their enemies were extremely close by.
然后神要他们所有的男丁行割礼。
And God wants all the males to become circumcised.
哇，那所有的男人都在经历痛苦当中，怎么打仗啊？
And this puts the men in so much pain that they're all out of commission.
好，第二件事情，他要所有以色列民在一过河的时候，过了四天要开始吃逾越节的筵席。
So the second thing is that God wanted everyone 4 years after, 4 days after crossing, to do the Passover feast.
也就是一过河的时候，他们马上要为每一家选一个好的羊羔，预备四天以后的筵席。
So this means that right after crossing, every family has to search for a lamb so that they can be ready for the feast in 4 days.
哇，两三百万人变动单价已经够忙的，现在神还说一去，你赶快再找一只羊，要准备要有准备逾越节筵席，你不是忙上加忙吗？
2.5 million people just moved, and that's a strain enough. And now God wants them to go look for a lamb to prepare for the Passover feast. Is this not too busy?
然后第三件事很奇怪的是，神要他们吃土产，然后天再也不降下玛拿了。
And the third thing is that God wants the people to eat the produce of the land, and after that, the manna stopped.
大家要知道，他们马上要打仗了。
We need to understand that they're about to start a war.
然后神把他们熟悉40年的食物突然断绝了。And
God all of a sudden stopped what was their only stable thing for 40 years.
那不是变动里面再加上变动吗？
Isn't this just too large of a change?
实际上在这里神要教导我们。
It is here that God wants to teach us.
他要教导我们，当我们面对变动和新的挑战时，我们应有的态度和反应。God
wants us to learn the proper attitude for facing changes and new challenges.
在这边有几点我想与大家分享，我们可以学到的功课。Here
there are a couple of points that I want everyone to take a couple lessons from.
第一个，当我们面对变动的时候，我们要问自己一件事情：我是否知道我今天？ 为什么在这个变动关卡当中？
Whenever we're facing a change or a challenge, we should all ask ourselves, why are we facing this today?
玛拿突然的停止，就是再一次提醒以色列人，玛拿曾经存在。Man,
the sudden abrupt stop of manna forced the Israelites to remember why the manna actually existed.
当以色列民当时在埃及，在旷野吵着要回埃及的时候，他们抱怨在旷野没有东西吃。When
they were after the Israelites left Egypt and went to the wilderness, many were complaining and said they were just going to go back to Egypt.
他们跟领袖说，再没东西吃，我回埃及了。If
there's no food anytime soon, I'm just going back.
神就为他们准备预备玛拿39年之久。 而且天天都有，除了安息日没有。
So God gave them manna for 39 years every single day.
所以玛拿象征了两件事情。
So manna symbolizes two things.
象征了人的小信。
It symbolizes the faithlessness of men.
也象征了神恩典的供应。
And symbolizes the faithfulness of God.
所以这个玛拿有，突然又没有，让人家想起啊，是有玛拿这件东西的。So
the sudden arrival and departure of manna reminds the Israelites that manna does exist.
所以玛拿提醒以色列民，他们曾经悖逆过。So
manna reminds the Israelites of their rebelliousness.
我们有悖逆过吗？
Have we ever been rebellious?
我们今天你我是否又跑到一个变动的关卡当中？这个关卡好像似曾相似。Are
we experiencing a situation that we've seen before? Are we experiencing deja vu?
好像你在这个变化当中，你又要再一次做 过去类似的一个决定。
Are we going through a situation where I have to make the same decision?
也许是神对你一直有呼召，他要借着变动让你了解，要你做出一个正确的决定。
Has God continuously called on you and asked you to believe in His provision?
要你相信他曾经供应过你，他要你凭着信心，今天你要做一个突破。
Perhaps He's asking you to take a leap of faith and.
不然你还是说，哎呀，我不敢，我再退缩，再回到旷野吗？神说，你还要再回去40年吗？
Or perhaps we want to go back into the wilderness. However, God will ask us, "Do you want to stay there another 40 years?"
如果你今天所面对的这个变动的环境是一个全新的话
，If the challenge you're facing today is a totally new challenge,
那也许神要让你提醒你
，Then let us remember how God has provided us.
过去神曾经用玛拿供应你
，How He has provided us with manna in the past.
他以后会用一个新的方式供应你，你只要相信他是信实的。
And in the future, he'll use new methods. We just have to believe.
第二个，我们从其中学到的是，知道肉体是有罪性的，我们的老我必须要死。
And secondly, we need to realize that our carnal nature is full of sin and it needs to pass away.
在这个时候，神要他们为所有的男丁行割礼。
At this time, God wanted all the males to be circumcised.
这个就是说，在男性的生殖器上面一块皮要割掉，要分开与他的身体分开。
This is when a piece of skin is just cut off from the body and separated from the person.
割礼象征我们的罪，我们的肉体是有罪性的，要死。
The circumcision symbolizes that our carnal nature, our sin, has to die and be separated from us.
我们不能再凭肉体行事了。
We can no longer satisfy our carnal nature.
我们的老我就是我们自己最大的敌人。
Our old self is our greatest enemy.
神不单要他的子民离开埃及。
God not only wanted his people to leave Egypt.
他也要埃及离开他的子民。
He wanted the Egyptian thoughts leave from his people.
所以当我们要进入神的国度，到一个新的环境，进入神国度服事之前，一定要一直不断的学习，不能有自己。
Before we enter the kingdom of God, we have to continuously learn how to give up ourselves.
不能再有世界的价值观了。
We can no longer have the value system of this world.
如果你一直总是想着自己的利益，哎呀，服事的时候会受损，哎呀。花好多时间啊，没人在乎我。
If you continue to think about your own rights, you'll start to complain.
你就会抱怨，你就会退缩，然后你会放弃。
And then you'll retreat and then give up.
然后你又回到旷野了。
Then you'll return back to the wilderness.
那你所面对所有新的改变、新的环境，所有的一切的属灵功课全部白费了。
Then all these new challenges and changes, all these lessons will not benefit your spirituality.
好，第三项，我们要对世界宣告我们自己是属于神的了。
Thirdly, we need to proclaim to the world that we belong to God.
割礼是也是象征我们今天对世界宣告说我们是属于神的人了。
We need to proclaim to everyone that we are God's children.
多少时候我们相信有神，我们也相信神，但是我们不敢表白，哎呀，很不好意思。
However, there are many times when we know that there's a God, we believe there's a God, however, we're too afraid to say it.
我们不好意思跟朋友讲，我们不好意思跟家人讲，我们不好意思跟同事讲。
We're too embarrassed to say to our friends, to our family, to our coworkers.
也不好意思跟同学说。
And too embarrassed to say it to our classmates.
结果经常会把自己陷到一个非常难堪的地步，你知道吗？
And usually this will force us into a very troublesome corner.
因为你周遭的人可以开始用工作的理由、亲情的理由，还有所谓讲义气的理由，要你做一些事。
And then other people use a job as an excuse, family as an excuse, or even just friendship as an excuse.
要你作假，要你作弊，要你赌博，要你拜偶像。
that make you do something fake, make you do something, make you cheat, make you gamble, make you worship idols.
或者说要让你做一些性方面犯罪的事情，或者说闲话，你到时候怎么办？
Or commit sexual sin or gossip. What are you going to do then?
弄把我们自己弄得很难堪啊。
We forced ourselves into a horrible situation.
如果我们跟世界的人没什么两样，我们怎么可能在应许地来征战呢？
If we can no longer differentiate ourselves from the people of this world, how are we supposed to go into the promised land and fight for the Lord?
如果你到大学没跟你的同学说你是基督徒，麻烦大。
If you go to college and don't tell your friends that you're a Christian, then you're going to have a lot of trouble later on.
我记得我在大学的时候，
I remember when I was in college.
我的 roommate 有一天邀我一起去看这个色情电影。
My roommate wanted me to go with him to watch this
pornographic movie.
而且
我后来就知道。我以后每搬到一个新的地方，我第一件事就跟我的 roommate 说我是基督徒。
I learned then that in the future, whenever I have a roommate, I will immediately tell them that I'm a Christian.
所以我劝大家，你每到一个新的环境，你赶快跟别人说你是基督徒。
So I encourage all of you, as soon as you go to a new place, just tell everyone that you are a Christian.
你会省去很多的头痛。
It will save you a lot of headaches.
我也鼓励在座，如果你已经信主还没受洗的，你赶快。就决定受洗吧。
I also extol all of you who believe in God who haven't been baptized yet, so quickly get baptized.
好，第四，我们神要我们记住，我们是在他的拯救和保守里的。
Number four, we all need to remember that we are in God's salvation and providence.
我们的一切能力也是从他而来。
Also, our strength comes from Him.
吃逾越节的筵席提醒我们，耶稣是所有的一切。
The Passover reminds us that Jesus is our all in all.
也许我们面对一个新的环境的时候，我们有的时候不经意的时候，我们会失脚，我们会跌倒。
And changing circumstances, sometimes we may stumble.
但是我们要记得，耶稣基督的宝血已经拯救我们了。
But we have to remember that Jesus' precious blood has already saved us.
他是我们的遮盖。
He is our strong tower.
那在我们面对这个新的挑战的时候，我们也是依着耶稣基督的能力来征战。
And in many circumstances, we have to remember to rely on Jesus' strength to fight.
我们是依靠他来活。
We rely on him to live.
哇，也许有人问，你讲的太玄了，什么叫做依靠耶稣来活？
Perhaps some people ask, you're speaking too ambiguously, what does it mean to rely on Christ?
哇，想不通，什么叫依靠耶稣来活？你行不行告诉我什么叫依靠耶稣来活？
May you elaborate on what it means to rely on Jesus to live?
实际上很简单来说，就是依着耶稣他所讲的话，他的教导来做我们生活准则，就是这样。
It's very simple. It's just to take the word of Jesus and use it to live your life.
相信他的话是生命之道。
Believe that the name of Jesus has authority.
相信耶稣的名带有权柄和能力。
Believe that Jesus' name is stronger than all the names.
那他所有的教导里面，譬如说，施比受更有福。It's better giving than receive.
It's better to give than to receive.
那什么叫依靠耶稣呢？
So what does it mean to rely on God?
你就照着这句话去做。
So then you just take these words and do it.
什么叫多走一里路呢？
What does it mean to walk the extra mile?
你就真的多走一里路。
Just walk the extra mile.
什么叫原谅人70个7次？
What does it mean to forgive 77 times?
我们就做吧。
Well, let's just do that.
什么叫做背起十字架？
What does it mean to carry our cross?
我们就做吧。
Let's just do it.
你不要再说，哎呀，这些东西实在太不公平了。我这样做，我不是吃亏了吗？
Stop saying that this isn't fair, that this is too much for us.
你不这么去想，你不用这样的逻辑去想，你说这只是耶稣的话，我就照着去做，这个就是依靠耶稣。
Stop overanalyzing these words. Just realize that these are Jesus' words. live by it, and then that's living by Jesus' word.
不要再分析讨论啊。
Stop deliberating over.
你在讨论，你不过是增加你的知识而已。
Further thoughts about it will only lead to head knowledge.
我们要把耶稣从我们的脑袋把它带到我们的心。
We have to move Jesus from our head to our hearts.
然后成为我们的生命，我们就活出他讲的事。
So then his words can become our entire lifestyle.
这个就是依靠耶稣。
This is what it means to rely on Jesus to live.
第五项，我们要盼望从一个新的领域中更深的体验神的丰富。
We need to have an expectation that in new circumstances that God will provide for us.
在这边告诉我们，从此以色列民不再有玛纳了。
As the scripture said, as soon as the Israelites didn't have manna,
而且要吃应许地的土产
and had to eat the produce of the land.
往往我们过去啊，做人啊，都是自我中心的。
In the past, we have lived very self-centered lives.
我们信主呢，好像呢，我们只是给神面子。
We were living as if we were doing God a favor.
我们是万般舍不得才放弃我们的埃及，勉强跟神走。
And we were very unwilling to leave our Egypt, and we followed God in a very reluctant way.
经常跟神抱怨说，为什么世界上的人都有，我怎么没有？
And many times grumbling and complaining to God, saying, why do the people of this world have this, and I don't?
我都是你的人了，你为什么不给我东西呢？
I'm your child, why don't I get anything?
你再不给我不信了，我不来教会了。
If you don't give me anything, I'm just gonna leave church and I'll stop believing.
我要回埃及了。
I'll return to my Egypt.
埃及总是等着我回家。
Egypt is waiting for me to come home.
但是很奇妙，纵使是这样。
This is how life is.
神还是奇迹似的在不同的领域里面一直供应我们不同的玛纳。
And still God provides us with manna in the different parts of our lives.
让我们可以饱足。
Allow us to have stuff.
Satisfy.
Satisfy.
甚至可以炫耀。We can even brag about it.
We can even brag about it.
我跟神说我要车子，他就给我车子。
I say to God I want a car, he gives me a car.
我要手机，他给我手机。
I want a cell phone.
我要房子，他给我房子。
I want a house, he gives me a house.
我要工作，找一找，结果还神真的也给我一份工作。
I want a job. After some searching, God truly gives me a job.
我要健康，神也给我健康。
I want peace, and He gives me peace.
我要爱情，神是给我爱情。
And I want a relationship, and He gives me a relationship.
但是神不要我们留在这样的一个情况当中。
But God doesn't want us to stay in this stage of this type of life.
因为这种我要的生命。不是一个美丽，也不是一个丰盛的生命。
Because this I want, I want, I want sentiment is not a good sentiment.
因为这种生命，神没办法找到耶稣的影子在我们身上。
With a life like this, God cannot find even a trace of Jesus in our lives.
神不希望我们把它当作提款机。
God doesn't want us to use him as an ATM.
变成只是一个只能供应我们肉体需要的一个管道。
Becoming something that satisfies our carnal nature.
神要我们对他的认识呢，从一个被动的变成一个主动的。
God wants us to go from treating him passively to treating him proactively.
从一个自私的到以主为中心的。
From a self-centered life to a Lord-centered life.
从一个一直要要求的变成一个参与他事工的。
From a demanding life to a cooperative life.
从一个无知的到能够参透万事的。
From ignorance to enlightenment.
过去天天都有玛纳。
From having manna come down every single day.
这个食物得来完全不费功夫。
This manna comes down even without any work.
而且有的时候我可以不吃，我减肥。
And if I want to lose weight, I can just skip a meal.
我饿了才去找他，而且保证一定都有。
And when I'm hungry, I'll go look for it, and it's guaranteed that I'll show up every day.
但是神现在突然居然把玛纳给断绝了。
But now God has suddenly stopped the manna.
却赐下一个不同的一个供应，就是他让以色列民 每一个季节在不同的季节可以去收成不同的土产。
And now God has cut off the manna and forced the Israelites to go and plant different crops in different seasons.
就逼着我们这些人非得对这些植物、土地跟气候要有清楚的认识，才能按着时候、按着季节去享受它。
Forces the Israelites to understand the soil, the plants, the season, and the climate, so that the Israelites can grow.
那过去我们是等着被喂的啊，我们总是等着一些比较特别的属灵长者，把一些圣经的道理先消化好之后，然后再来喂养我们。
In the past, we were like children. We waited for the elders who understood the scripture, who had digested the scripture.To feed us by spoon.
哦，我们遇到难题、人生难关的时候，哎呀，时间到了，我们到教会去听听道。是的，多少时候真是解决我们心中的重担。
And whenever we had trouble or a challenge came, we just said, "Oh, it's time to go listen to a sermon."
但是神现在要把这种玛纳给断绝。
But now God is going to cut off this manna.
神要我们自己去发掘、去体验神的律。然后再把这些体验再去分享给别人。
Now we have to go and personally discover and experience the law of God, and then after that, share the law of God.
在这个过程当中，我们就进入了他的丰盛里面。
Only then will we be able to enter the abundance of God.
因为很多时候你自己没经历，你不敢分享，你只好真的照神的做话去做、去行、去活，你就经历了这个话。
Before we were afraid to live, but after knowing God, then we can live, share, and do.
过去是一种单一性的食物。
Going over is a change.
Monotype.
Before it was a monotonous type of food.
但是现在呢，我们必须要摸清楚各种植物不同的特质。
But now there will be different varieties.
然后我们可以享受各种不同食物的美味。
And we can have different tastes.
在《生命记》第八章第八节这边告诉我们说，那个地呢，那个应许地里面有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树，还有蜜。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 8, it tells us that the land.It was a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey.
神要我们进到那个应许地里面，然后享受神这个自然的绿产生的果子，然后去经历他怎么样设计那块地。
God wants us to enter the promised land and enjoy God's law and design so we can be diligent in his will.
所以我们是活在他应许里面，然后在里面勤奋。
So we can live in his promised land.
就好像一个小孩子他骑脚踏车。
It's like a little child riding a bike.
当他开始骑的时候，他骑的也许是四轮车、三轮车。
And when he first starts biking, he will either have a tricycle or a bicycle with training wheels.
他所享受的这个动力乃是他自己的压力去压那个踏板，然后车子往前。所以他只经历了一种物理的力律。
At that time, he experiences only one force, one law of physics, which is when he pushes down on the pedal, he goes forward.
等到他的父母把这些辅助轮、这个 training wheel 拿走的时候，骑车的孩子才渐渐感觉到世界上还有另一个律，叫做平衡律。
After this, when his parents take off the training wheels, the child will start to experience the law of stability.
如果爸爸妈妈不把这个轮子拿走，他永远不知道世界上原来还有另一种平衡律，他是可以自己经历的。他只是看到别人骑脚踏车，但他自己没有经历过那个律。
And if his parents never took off the training wheels,He would have never been able to enter this new world. He would only have been able to watch.
他在里面的时候，他就享受到这个律里面的一个美妙。
And he becomes a part of the system, part of the law.
他不单单开始会使用这个平衡律。
He will not only start to use this law.
他本身 就是那个物理平衡律的一部分了。
He starts to immerse himself in it also.
所以当我们来到一个新的环境的时候
When we arrive in a new circumstance,
你会突然发现你过去认为是一个好的东西好的供应你突然没有了。
Then you'll realize that something you used to have that was good all of a sudden is gone.
像玛纳
Such as manna.
你不要难过。
Don't be sad.
你也不要太怀念它。
And don't be too nostalgic about it.
过去我经常会遇到不同从大学来的来到教会的新朋友，或者说从其他教会来的朋友们。
I've seen many new people in church from college or from another church.
他们会经常怀念在过去有一个很好的 fellowship, 很好的查经班，然后他们在那边领受很多。
Many times they'll be nostalgic about their great fellowship.
但是我总是鼓励他们，那个只是在旷野领受玛纳的阶段，那是你的 training wheel.
But I many times I tell them that the fellowship before was their manna, their training wheels.
你要经历更多神的律跟法则跟设计的话你开始享受吧忘掉过去吧。
If you want to experience more of God's law, you have to forget about that and move on.
因为有更好的东西等待着我们去发掘。
Because there are even better things for you in the future.
而我们也要把自己全身融入在这个应许地当中。
And also we have to immerse our entire self into this also.
过去我们在旷野的时候我们人生在旷野的时候我们很多时候是过着有教会的生活。
When we're in the wilderness, we live a life that contains a church.
教会是我们礼拜天的点缀是高尚的娱乐。
Church is a Sunday only function.
但是我们因着新的环境的改变的时候神要我们不单单变成从有教会的生活变成有教会生活
But when we enter a new lifestyle God wants us to change from a church containing life to the life where church becomes our life
神更要引导我们让我们变成是教会就是我们的生活。
God wants us to live a life where church is our life.
环境的改变是神塑造我们的步骤之一。
The changing of circumstances is how God molds us.
环境是我们最好的学校。
Changing circumstances is our best schooling.
环境的改变是神在我们身上的计划，也是神国的计划之一。
And these circumstances are God's plans for us and the plans for the kingdom of heaven.
但是也要提醒大家，环境改变不一定都出于神呐。
Not all changes in circumstances come from God.
但是神要塑造他百姓的时候，往往是用环境改变来带领他的羊，进入更丰美的地方。
But when God wants to move his people and his sheep, he will use changing circumstances.
因为环境改变的时候会逼着我们把我们的眼界有一个不同的眼光。
Because changing circumstances will change our eyesight to give us a better point of view.
因此借着一个不同的眼界我们能够更深的认识神。
Because of a different point of view, we will better understand God.
当我儿子 Philip 还才四岁的时候
When my son Philip was only 4 years old.
那个阶段的孩子还都是我要我要我要的那个阶段。
During that age, most of the children were in the I want, I want, I want lifestyle.
那个时候每个礼拜天我在教会也有很多的服事。
At that time, every Sunday, I was always serving at church and I was normally exhausted afterwards.
然后每次一做完礼拜我实在累得不像样所以我一回家一进客厅坐在地上大概5分钟不到我就睡着了。
And at that time, during that time, I was always very exhausted after service. So as soon as I got home, I would go to the living room and probably fall asleep within 5 minutes.
然后那个小小的 Philip 就看了我这样子的情形发生了2次之后。
So at that time, the little Philip saw saw me sitting there for 2 weeks.
等到第三个礼拜，我从教会回来，因为我们开两个不同的车，我比较晚回来。等到我从教会回来还没进门的时候
during that time, our family drove two cars, so I arrived home later. By the third week, when I got home,
他已经把枕头和棉被已经带到客厅的沙发上，已经为我准备好。
He had already brought a pillow and a blanket to the sofa, ready for me.
哎，你是爸爸，你感动不感动
？If you were a father, would you be touched?
哎呀，我好感动。
I was so touched.
他之所以能够体贴我，是因为他进入了我的生活。
The reason why he was so considerate of my needs was because he had entered into my life and lived with me.
他也跟我生活在一起，他也观察我。
And he had also observed me.
让我想到。
I let us think.
实际上，我们的天父也好想我们这样认识他。
Our Heavenly Father also wishes for us to understand him.
他多想说我们一起跟他同住之后也为他想一想。
He wants us to understand him and be mindful of him.
是没有错，天父是一直供应我们的主。
Of course, our Heavenly Father will always be there.
It's always our provider.
Always our provider.
但是如果我们能够借着他的安排在一个不同的环境里面开始认识他，然后开始体贴他心意的时候
，If in the new circumstances he prepares for us, that we understand and are mindful of him,
我想他一定好满足啊。
I believe that he'll be very satisfied.
因此，我们要进入他为我们安排的环境当中。
So therefore, we must enter the setting that he's prepared for us.
不单享受他丰富的供应，不单单享受他丰富的供应。
Not only enjoy his abundant providence.
也要经历他的律
and live through his law,
然后再好好观察他的作为，然后来想他为什么这么做
and observe his work and understand why he did that.
我们就能体贴他的心
then we can be mindful of God's heart.
当我们用正确的眼光去理解，还有正确的行动去回应我们日常生活变动的时候，
And if we use our right point of view and the correct responses to changes,
我们属灵就会成长。
Then we will grow.
我们就可以从旷野升级到迦南美地。
Then we'll be promoted from the wilderness to the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，你今天是正在变动的关卡当中吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you right now at the intersection of changing circumstances?
让我们有个正确的眼光去回应神。
Let us have the correct point of view.
让我们不要退缩。
Let us not retreat.
我们有变动是因为神看得起我们，要我们升级了。
We have changing circumstances because God is watching over us and wants us to move on.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
Lord, we thank you for the changes in our life, the changes that we couldn't even handle. Then we realize we need you. 主，我们感谢你，为着我们生命当中所遇到所有的变动，我们所有的无力感，我们感谢你，因为我们知道我们需要你。For you, you know what's best for us to grow.To understand how to rely on you and to declare victory. 因为你乃是全知的，你知道怎么样的安排是对我们最好的。借由这样的改变，我们的属灵成长，以至于我们能够得胜。And Lord, may you continue to help us to have the right eyesight.To look forward for your change. 主，求主让我们有一个正确属灵的眼光，以至于我们能够勇敢的去面对所有的变动跟改变。We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。